more and less. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Inflation surged again last month, but not as much as in June.
The consumer price index for July eased slightly, but remains close to its highest annual rate in four decades, with an increase of 8.5% versus the expectation of 8.7% year over year.
Fox's Lillian Wu, one reason for a slight drop, the daily drop at the pump since June's record high. Gas now a dollar less, but still 82 cents more than a year ago. Former President Trump will go under oath today
for a deposition with New York Attorney General Letitia James's lawyers, which he previewed in a True Social post, saying this: a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. My great company and myself are being attacked from all sides.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the Attorney General's investigating allegations Trump real estate values were misstated and tax officials were misled. It comes after Monday's FBI raided the Trump Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence in the probe into classified White House records. Alina Haba, an attorney for the former president, tells Fox
they went in when he wasn't even there and then told his attorneys to leave.
And while Republican lawmakers demand the Justice Department give more details about the raid,
authorities are keeping close watch of social media posts, spotting a significant increase in threats aimed at FBI agents, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Sources tell Fox News the threats continue at a steady pace online.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Three more buses arrived this morning in New York City, full of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally, sent from Texas by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, angering New York Mayor Eric Adams.
The mayor getting it from both sides, activists who want him to do more for these migrants, and obviously others who believe that him calling it a crisis with 4,000 asylum seekers here is a bit hypocritical. According to what the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has said, they see 4,000 illegal migrants cross the border every single day in their communities.
Fox's Brian Yannis. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another of the 10 House Republicans who joined Democrats and voted to impeach President Trump after the Capitol riot is on the way out of Congress, losing a primary. Jamie Herrera Butler has conceded a narrow defeat a week after the vote in Washington State, losing to Trump-backed Republican Joe Kent. Another GOP candidate the former president endorsed in Wisconsin won the primary for governor, Tim Michels.
We're going to do everything we can to stand in the way of the tearing down of America, the America that we know and love.
He beat Rebecca Clayfish, who was backed by ex-Vice President Pence. Michels will try to unseat Democratic Governor Tony Evers. In Minnesota, Republican Brad Finstad won a special election to fill a vacant House seat, replacing Congressman Jim Hagedorn, who died earlier this year. Also in that state,
Democratic Socialist Congresswoman Ilhan Omar narrowly won her primary against pro-police centrist Don Samuels. In a statement, Omar credited her progressive ideas, saying, quote, tonight's victory is a testament to how much our district believes in the collective values we are fighting for and how much they're willing to do to help us overcome defeat.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Amid all the abortion controversy lately, with the Supreme Court allowing states to ban or further restrict the procedure, a Nebraska mother is facing charges for helping her daughter get an abortion.
Jessica Burgess is facing felony abortion-related charges after investigators found Facebook messages in which she and her 17-year-old pregnant daughter talked about using medication to induce an abortion, as well as plans to burn the fetus afterward. In one of the messages, Burgess tells her daughter that she has obtained abortion pills for her and gives instructions on how to take them.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Elon Musk has access to more of his fortune ahead of a court battle with Twitter. The Tesla CEO has sold nearly $7 billion worth of shares. Twitter is trying to block Musk's plan to back out of the agreement. On Wall Street, stock futures are surging after the inflation report. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.